celebrating the world's best dabs.
Son, this is whiskey. Try some.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
What are you doing?
Nothing, honey.
Sure, Dad may forget birthdays, graduations, even your fourth grade piano recital. But he'll never forget to tell you.
You're doing that wrong.
No, I'm not, Dad.
Yes, you are.
What is happening, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. Today, it's extra special. We are on location. We are not in studio. Of course, I am joined with my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend with no hair, Nick Martin. How
What's
are you,
up?
Sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Loving what we're doing.
Yeah, dude, it's so much fun. It's crazy.
It's cool that we're on location. Why don't you? I'm going to hand the baton to you for just a moment, Nick, You need the training,
okay?
And you need the practice. Like, you don't need the practice, but you could use the practice. How about
that? Trying to say I'm just shitty at this?
No.
Fuck.
There he goes. And Nick, once again, with the first dropping of a vulgar
thing. Decided that JP didn't know about this, that the first person to drop the F-bomb is the winner. I just wanted to be the winner.
What do you win?
Nothing, just...
Well, that's no fun.
I didn't get that far in my thought process. So.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, Nick, anyway, why don't you introduce... Yeah. I would tell a little bit about where we're at and who we are with.
All right, so actually, we're at Weekend Beer Company in Grants Pass today. They have a brand new facility. They make their own beer, so it's a brewery. It's awesome. If you're into beer, into really, really good beer, get down to Weekend Beer Company. They're on Washington Boulevard in Grants Pass. Anyway, today we are with my good buddy, Jeff McLean. This dude is a coach, a dad, a business owner, entrepreneur. This guy does everything.
I try.
Anyway, how's it going, Jeff?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Jeff, that's a very strong, powerful name because I know this because it's also my name.
Oh.
That is something.
Great guys.
Right? Yeah. Now, how do you feel about being called Jeffrey? Does that bother you at all?
It doesn't bother me. No, that's my birth name. It's given. What I don't like is when people fuck it up and spell it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get the G-E-O-F-F or the...
The G-Offs.
Is the G-Offs? No.
You're not a G-Off.
No, or the Jeff Uri.
Uri, yeah. Yeah. No. I'm an R-E-Y, damn it.
100%. Yeah, I'd love it or leave it.
So, it's kind of chilly in here, man.
It's a little cold.
But it's all right.
I wish
it's
I had a jacket right now.
I could put the hoodie on from my brand over my brand new Dadcast T-shirt.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
That is pretty nice. I like that.
Let's talk about that. So Mr. JP goes into Moxley Media.
Thank you, Moxley Media.
And says, hey, I need a Dadcast shirt.
Not three.
A Dadcast. Like, forgetting there's a fucking co-host.
Yeah, and a guest.
and a guest.
Oh, yeah. It's something we'll need to think about.
It's all good, though. I love JP, but... I'm going to give him shit on this for probably the next 6 or 7 episodes.
Until I present to you a shirt, right?
Yeah. I'm going to get my own fucking shirt.
Well, see, the idea...
It turns out Walmart sells white t-shirts and spray paint, so I'm good.
The idea behind the shirt, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I woke up yesterday, I'm like, you know, we're doing this show. We're doing video now and putting all this stuff on YouTube. I'd really like to get a t-shirt because I love me some t-shirts. Especially with my own damn podcast on it. So I went in with every intention of getting a few, but they didn't have stock. I swear to God, you can call them right now.
No,
they didn't have enough stock in, and they only had one shirt left in my size. So, of course, I pulled the trigger, and here's this beautiful Dadcast.
Yeah, wear it like a dad.
It is awesome.
It is.
And I would have done the exact same thing, just so you know.
You would have not have thought about anybody else but
yourself.
That's
right. I would have done a hoodie, too. Just to
you would have.
Just to rub it in.
Oh, what a button-up dickie. Right. I did present to him, and I do have the ability to make mass quantity orders of this when we get there. But
nice.
The T-shirts are not what's important. What's important is our guest, Jeff.
Yes.
Most important question here, man. How many kids do you have?
Two. I got two boys.
Yeah, how old are they?
14 and 7.
14 and 7.
Yeah.
All right, that's right. And let me ask you how old you are?
I am 46.
46. So you and I are built from the same cloth. I am 46, graduated high school in 1993 as well.
Yeah, 93.
All right. I have a 16, 10, and 7-year-old.
Yeah.
So we kind of fall in the same category, along with Nick, of starting the whole dad adventure later than typical in life.
Yeah, 100%. I was married before, and we never had kids. And my wife now, we had Gavin, and we were always him-hawing about having another, which, like, I guess you could say, couldn't shit or get off the pot kind of thing. You're like, well, do you want one? Or want one?
Right.
Never. And then once we decided to try, we went to a Chris Daughtry concert up in Portland.
Uh-huh.
And well, I guess that sealed the deal because...
Daughtry does have some baby-making music.
Yeah, I even sent him a letter and asked him for, you know, some financial help on this this whole thing. But no, he never responded. But well, that's totally fine. That's on him.
You know...
It is what it is.
No, it is. But, I mean, the concert was great and whatnot. There was a safety suit, Chris Daughtry.
I'd have to actually say safety suit's got more of the baby-making music.
I think
than
that's
Daughtry,
probably what it was. Sure. That's probably what it was. And then Mike Sanchez, I think you and I have talked about him trying to get that guy here and to do a show. That guy's he's Florida, and the guy's phenomenal. He's amazing.
So good.
Can you explain to me why this guy's so phenomenal?
He acoustic, just like talented
musician wise.
Oh yeah, 100%. The guy can play a guitar
and
like
he's
nobody's
sexy
business.
As hell,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, okay. Let's.
Nick loves the sexy men.
That's
apparently.
Right.
Next question, please.
He's not afraid. Not afraid of his own masculinity.
That's right.
Man, this beer from Weekend Beer Company.
Yeah. What do you got there? What are you drinking? What are you sipping on over there?
I'm drinking on their porter.
Yeah.
Which is right there.
Yep. Nice. I got their Kolsch. Their Kolsch is money.
It's good stuff, man.
All their beers good. They actually
do this
have
every week.
Their local ciders. They got their local ciders too. Local, you know, if you look up there on their board, what they got Avid ciders here, Apple Outlaw, Woolridge Creek. There's some wines too. So anybody that's out there want to drink some wines and stuff.
Avid's awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
The owner's a super cool dude. So
isn't that out in
Bend?
Bend. Bend. Apple what's Outlaw. What's that one out in Applegate?
Apple Outlaw. Is out in Bend or out in Applegate?
What do you think? Actually, let me backtrack here. I feel like I loaded a question and then just retracted it without, you know, man, there's no payoff on that one.
No,
I had an episode with my daughter yesterday, which it inspired me to make the post, which I'm sure you saw. She, you know, obviously she's seven. She's the little. She wanted something, and she made plans to acquire said something without asking permission from the parents.
Love that.
And then came in and basically told dad, hey, this is what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And I had to back her up, said, pump your brakes, little girl. What you are trying to do here is no. Okay? I'm sorry. No. And then the tears and the tantrum, and it was just bad. If you want to know what it was, she planned, and it wasn't a bad thing. She wanted to go hang out with her Uncle Vince, and they were going to watch a movie. He was going to feed her and then bring her home, which normally is absolutely no problem, man. That's great. However, we already had dinner planned and on the way, and the movie would have put her way past bedtime, and it's a school night. Sorry, it hasn't. Anyway, she threw an absolute friggin' fit, and I put a question on there. How do you deal with your child's tantrums? Now, I know they're a little bit – you got a 7-year-old, like you said.
Yep.
So the question is for you. I will answer mine and Nick's in a little bit. Jeff, how do you respond and treat a tantrum?
I guess I'm pretty fortunate. My kids never – I'll take that back. I retract that. My oldest threw
Bullshit.
A tantrum. There's that fag. My oldest threw a tantrum once in Walmart, and that didn't go so well. Kaysen, my youngest, doesn't – he's pretty responsive to the answer of like, you know, and when you explain it to him, like, why you can't do that. Does he melt down a little bit? Yeah, but, like, he overcomes it and works past it, and he's a pretty good kid. Like, there's no freaking out and throwing things or throwing a fit or screaming into your pillow or
that's good.
Anything
that's good.
Like that. Like, he's a really solid kid and handles, you know, you know, what his mom and I are telling him pretty responsibly, so...
Yeah,
That's a gift, I think.
My kids don't typically have tantrums, but when they do, boy, that girl, I mean, it was like screaming down the hall. And anyway, I was having no part of it. So I let her calm down by herself, obviously took her electronics away. And then once she was a little bit settled, we had a talk and said, look, you know, and I'm trying to have an adult conversation with you, little girl. And this is, you know, communication. That's my response.
Mm-hmm.
There was no... beating of child. There was no. There may have been a little bit of yelling from Papa.
It's a little
there.
Frowned upon now to beat him. That's not like when we were kids.
Well, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
there was no talking. It was just. Bam.
Yeah. Well, I think, and that's. I think that's you know, society's view on, you know, reprimanding. There's a big difference between swatting your kid and beating the shit out of them. You know what I mean?
Yes, there is. Yeah, so, a big difference from a little tap on the rear.
Right.
You know, maybe even bigger than a tap.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up, I got swatted, you know, and I think I turned out to be an upstanding citizen. So, you know, I'm doing okay. And I'm sure my wife grew up the same way. So, you know, I think it's all on based on view, you know,
and there you have it.
how you want to parent your kid, man. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a million times, especially coaching, you know, when you get up into the high school level and you're coaching basketball and you see the kids that never got reprimanded.
Right.
And they become entitled.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're little assholes.
Oh.
it's rough. Call it how it is.
It's rough. Honestly, it's rough because now you're trying to coach, you know, ego, attitude, and when, you know, then you get parents involved that are like, oh, why isn't Billy getting all the playtime? Well.
Because he's an asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
So I've noticed, though, there's a difference between my daughter and my sons. My daughter has the tantrums.
How old's your daughter now?
She's 16 now.
Okay.
So when she was 7, 8 years old, it was definitely daddy, you know, and if you say no, it's crying and throwing a fit. My sons, you say no, I'm taking your electronics away, it's instantly done. Daughter pushes it a little bit more. So I don't know, do you notice the same thing with your kids?
100% accurate.
Yeah.
My boy, well, first off, the 16-year-old girl, she's on a whole nother level of, you know, as all 16-year-old females typically will be. So we won't even get into that.
But it's scary.
The 10 and the 7, boy's 10, she's 7, they're kind of in the same generation, if you want to call it. Sawyer, he's my sensitive little dude.
That's exactly how Kaysen is.
He's
super sensitive.
Yeah. If he sees, or even it's even hinted that dad's about to get mad, oh boy, he'll shut down, he'll run away and like hide his face. He doesn't want any part of that whatsoever. And when he does get in trouble and the yelling starts, you know, he'll start crying before I even say a word. Hopefully he'll grow out of that, you know, but I get it. But Avery, that little sassy frassy, she feels like she can get away with whatever she wants. Cause
I blame Disney. Fucking princesses.
Wow. Disney.
Disney.
We
don't need
support
to sponsor,
that statement.
No.
Do you get the, from your kids, you guys get the back talk?
All the time.
Yeah, yes. All the time. Even for like oldest to youngest. So my oldest isn't as bad as he used to be, and he's a solid kid. And my youngest, like I know buts.
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking, I'm like, God, man, like how you're 7 and
you've lived so much longer than me. That's awesome.
And you know, I try and explain it to both the kids. You know, especially you know my oldest. You know, he's 14, going to be 15 next month, and you know, there's situational moments as a teenager that he's going through and gonna experience. And it's like, man, like, I probably invented some of the shit that you're gonna be dealing with and going through.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick can probably attest to that. I mean, and I'm like, man, you guys are in an age and era that these kids are in now with social media and, you know, I mean, all the bullshit that's out there right now. And these kids, God, it's like, I think that puts a different spin on being a parent.
Absolutely.
My favorite is when my 17-year-old's like, hey, Dad, I'm going to go up to the mountains with my friends. It's a couple of dudes. Fucking liar. No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what Starlight's for, bud?
Yeah.
Fucking and drugs.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And that's not even the mountains. These kids are going up to Spencer Creek. We're going to burn pallets, probably a 84 Toyota Camry.
Right.
You know, they're going to do shit up there.
Dude, we've rolled Geo Metros down the hill. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've blew up porta potties with ice bombs. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
I love it how they all act like we've never lived life.
Right.
Like everything they do, think or want to plan on doing is something completely their own, and there's no snowball's chance in hell that any of us have ever lived said life.
Yeah.
And it's full circle. Isn't it crazy?
It's funny.
Because now it's happening to us on the other end, and I remember going through it then and thinking the same thing.
Right.
And being my dad, you're ridiculous, Dad. You don't know what you're talking about, man. And now, full circle.
So we're, I dealt with that, you know, a couple weekends ago. My oldest Gavin was comes. I picked him up from football practice, and he goes, "We're gonna have a surprise birthday party for a friend of ours." And I'm like, "Okay, where are you guys gonna do this at? What are you gonna do?" And he goes, "Well, I need $15." I'm like, "Oh, what? So, okay, I'm fine with it, but what do you need $15 for?" And he goes, "Well, we're gonna take him out, and we're gonna get him, you know, we're gonna take him to Dairy Queen, we're gonna go up to In-N-Out and get some food, and then we're gonna go back to the hotel." And I'm like, "You're gonna fucking what? What hotel are you gonna go to? Like, I'm stuck on stupid on this hotel. You're 14, man." Yeah. And he hangs out with some older guys, you know, and that's totally fine. They're good kids, quality kids, and he goes, "Yeah, we're talking about renting a room at the Red Lion." As teenagers, you're gonna do this. Uh-huh. He goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay, well, how are you guys gonna pay for that?" He goes, "Well, they're 18 and they have credit cards." So you're going to go do all this stuff around town, and then you guys are going to end up at a hotel room. How many people are going? He goes, "Well, I don't know, like 10, 15 more." I'm like, "Okay." So I've been on this train before. I've been to a hotel room with a bunch of
guys
friends back when I was in high school. Exactly. You know, we didn't have, "Oh, we're going to play Xbox." That was the thing. We're going to sit around and we're going to play Xbox. I'm like, right, with 10 to 15 people in a hotel room, where I come from, that's called a fucking party.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not stupid. I didn't just fall off the dump truck yesterday. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to talk to your mom about it, but I'm pretty sure this is a hard fucking no. So I'm talking to his mom about it a little bit later. And you know how teenagers are. Like, they have one idea, and then 5 minutes later, it's a whole nother fucking train. Like, exactly. "Oh, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to go do this. We're going to, okay, cool." So I thought that time, that talk about the party had passed, the hotel room, and it was a couple hours later, and I was talking with his mom about it. I'm like, "Yeah, they were talking about this, that, and the other thing on the way home." And she was like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm like, "Cool, we're on the same page. How it should be."
And there you have it.
And we called him into the bedroom, and we were telling him, like, you know, it's a no. And he's like, "Well, I thought you were leaning on, like, towards yes." I'm like,
"How does hard no go leaning towards yes?"
Right, but they're kids, you know, so they just, you can tell them no, and they think, I guess it's tonnage. If you say no, it's like that question mark that's above it, you know,
right.
And then and
equals
then
equals yes.
Yeah, they're like, "Well, I thought you were leaning towards yes." I'm like, if I say fuck no,
right?
<you'll,
laughs> right?
You'll
yeah,
get
I've instilled
it.
With my kids, no means try harder. So it's
right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway,
dumb thing.
So anyway, the story continued. It was quite quite funny. He told us. Asked him the next morning. It was like a Friday, and I'm like, "Okay, so what are your plans?" And he goes, "Well, we're gonna go over to a buddy's house, and that's where his mom said we could hang out there." And I'm like, "So 10, 15? He goes, "No, there's going to be like 5 or 6 of us, like normal." I'm like, "Cool." The kid's bedroom is their garage, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
I guess that's how it is nowadays with teenagers. Mm-hmm. They live in a garage.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'll put my oldest in my garage.
So
we need another room.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, so.
New Dadcast studio.
Right.
Exactly.
get this studio popping over there. So anyway, so a little bit later on, like his mom goes out of town. And I give him a call. It was like 11. I just check on him, tell him good night, love you, the whole show. And I'm all, "Hey, bud, where you at?" And he goes, "Hey, Dad, we're just chilling at the hotel room."
Oh.
Gavin. Wah, wah, wah. I was like, yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's the one. I was like, "You're fucking where?" And he goes, "We're at the hotel." I'm like, "You got about 20 minutes to get your monkey ass home."
And how old is he again?
He's 14.
I'm
like, you need to get home. He goes, well, I'm like, I don't care how you get home. You have friends that are there that can drive. You need to get home. I don't care if you walk, run, but you got exactly 15 minutes now to get home.
That was,
and you better get home.
Fast 5 minutes.
Yeah. He was home pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I lit him up. You know, you can't put yourself in those situations because, you know, we've always had those talks about guilty by association.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And put him in that.
Shitty friends.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I didn't mean to interrupt. Finish.
No, you're good. No, it's like that. It's like, you know, you can be in, surround yourself with great people, but shitty things are going to happen. You know, it doesn't matter who you surround yourself with, shitty people, good people, whatever. Shitty things are going to happen because of the earth turns, you know, and outside circumstances happen. And when you can't control it. And that's what I'm trying to teach him is, you know, you can't control the outside environmental factors, you know, because if you're hanging out and say you're hanging out and you got at a hotel or at a garage or, you know, at a park or whatever, and you have these, you got all the, you're hanging out with your buddies, and then you have that one element that's inserted, that one person that's inserted, and then it goes
boom straight to hell.
Yeah, it's, and it's crazy. And then, and then like that person, say that person, you know, I don't know, they just, they're like thinking it'd be funny to smash a car window, or you know, go in and they walk by a store and they steal something or whatever, and they're with that group of people. You're guilty by association.
Yes, you are.
You can't control those outside factors. So those are just life lessons with, you know, being a dad. And
takes me back to a time as well where, in that exact same scenario, Palm Springs, I was probably 16, 17. We weren't driving for whatever reason with a couple of friends. Names won't be named. I am still friends with one of them.
God, that breeze is a bitch.
Yeah, it's cold. And what's the worst part is it's friggin', do you smell the tacos?
Yeah,
oh,
here?
Oh my gosh.
I'm hungry and I'm shaking like a fat hooker on a cold night.
Oh, is it this one? Is it this one or is it this one? Nope, it's this one. There it is. Or could be. No.
All of it.
All right, well, JP's doing that.
No, let me read.
Finish your story, my bad.
Palm Springs, guilty by association. Now, at least the end of this story is good. It's not illegal. It's definitely illegal, but not as illegal as illegal could be. We decided walking the streets of Palm Springs or whatever. You'll get it once we get there.
Is that like halfway illegal? Is that almost?
It's the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor.
Getting caught and not caught.
Yeah, right. So every car we see walking down the streets, we check to see if they're unlocked. And any of the ones that were unlocked.
Where's that wah, wah, wah button with that one? Yeah.
Every single one that was unlocked, we had a challenge to steal something out of the car that wasn't valuable.
Smells like a problem.
Right? Yeah. Right. So long story short, end of the night, I think I ended up with like 17 toothbrushes, chewing gum,
carton of Marlboros, and a brown bag full of Trojans.
And they all had pretty much the same thing. We didn't get caught. And keep in mind, this is like 1991. You know, technology is not where it's at. No. Car alarms weren't big. So, you know, another one of those stupid-ass things you did as kids that really hasn't changed much today, except you get caught easier and the parents are smarter, I'd like to think.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can just go on Instagram and see what your kids are doing. And, you know, it's kind of like your own babysitter.
Yeah, awesome. There's another one.
It's like a nanny cam for you.
You got to be smarter, kids.
Exactly.
You don't post your shit on social media. Oh, yeah. How did you know? Well, you're an idiot, and you posted that video on Instagram.
Kids are wondering
there's a reason I have a TikTok account.
Right. There's kids are wondering how all their parties are getting busted and shit.
That's right.
Well, you posted on every fucking social media app.
Sitting in a computer.
But it was private. It was private.
Yeah, you like to think so.
Yeah. Exactly. Nick, you're about to say something, man.
Well, I was just going to thank some of our sponsors real quick because we didn't do that at the beginning
like
we normally do. So JL Insurance, thank you so much. Chris Barnett Realty Executives, our newest sponsor, thank you.
Anchor Valley Wine. Yes.
Red Robin.
Red Robin Gourmet Burgers.
Oh, so good.
Boneyard Elixir.
Yes.
Happy Dragon.
Yeah, Happy Dragon.
Mongolian Barbecue.
Sorry, I have a migraine.
Well, you're stacking up these sponsors left and right, so it's getting hard. You have a migraine right now?
I do. I've had a migraine for 3 days.
This is not good. You seem to be doing well. When I get a migraine, I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I'm out.
I'm in a
dark
room.
Close my eyes.
We're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the 2:30 in the morning gym wake-up calls are...
No. That's not going
to
stop.
And, you know, since you're going to take a moment to talk about our sponsors, I would like to hype up the next few weeks on Dad, and this isn't to diminish you, good sir.
Yeah.
Jeff,
yeah.
You're an amazing guest. You're kicking ass.
You can
maybe hold that microphone
than any other episode so far.
Yep.
This is actually kind of cool.
I got dad stories for days.
If anything, you could hold that microphone right up to your mouth better. But you know, other than
shit.
No, I had a dick joke. I'm not going to go there.
This is probably the only time Nick is ever going to see me put a cylinder shaped object towards my mouth.
You want to look at that camera right there when you do it?
I actually. No, here.
I just want to.
Yeah, you got that,
Nick.
You got that down pat,
I'm
Nick.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Your kids are going to watch
this. How's your neck feeling? Nick?
It hurts. I mean, it's sore. It's, yeah. Stop it, Jeff.
It's gonna be. You two got chemistry, man.
We've known each other, been around each other a million times.
Freaking high school.
In the next coming weeks,
I was a little baby when you were in high school.
Did you just call me old?
I did.
You dick.
Are you two about finished?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
No eye contact.
Don't close your eyes,
Nick. In the coming weeks, this show is about to. Pop huge. Yeah. First of all, Stormy Warren, the morning host of The Highway, Sirius XM Radio, one of the biggest channels out there for country. He's a legitimate star when it comes to radio. And yeah. I personally am really excited to do this one because I work in radio, have worked in radio, and I've done everything that guy does, except he's doing it on a level that I eventually would like to do.
Yeah, and he has his podcast, Highway 209, where he interviews the biggest country stars in the world.
So yes.
It's
going to be an amazing. We cannot wait for that one. That's coming up. We're doing the actual recording of that March 30th, so in a couple weeks. If you're listening to this in 2022, just scroll back on the page, man, and you'll find it. And then, of course, who else we got? Rock stars.
Yeah, Jeremy Popoff from the band Lit. This is like one of my bucket list interviews. I've been a fan of Lit since high school, so this is going to be awesome. I actually went down and saw them in L.A. about 15, 20 years ago.
At the Viper Room.
So, this is going to be a cool interview.
I didn't mean to call you that.
That's right.
All right, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have Jesse Lawson coming up actually later this week.
Yeah, a couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of stuff.
Oh, Jesse's got a new project out, the band Lemon. Check it out. It's probably his best work that he's ever done. So,
formerly of Sleeping with Sirens.
Yes.
And are we allowed to talk about another state's stuff yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We can talk about, we are going to talk to Ben Carey. He's been in Lifehouse for 12 years. He is hooking us up with some big stuff, but we can't talk about what the
big stuff is. I can tell you, though, we are going to go on location once again. And that location is... Can we? Can we say that?
Not yet.
I can't even say that.
No, we can't say where it's at yet.
I'm going out of state.
And it's going to be freaking awesome.
It is.
I'm excited for you guys. Like, you and I've...
You want to come with, Jeff?
I would love to. That would be badass. Can I do this again?
Fuck it. Why not?
Fuck it.
I don't see any
reason. I'll be a traveling co-host.
Absolutely. You're the co-host.
I'll be the co-host.
We're going to need to buy another mic.
Yeah.
Because this ain't going to work.
Roadcast.
I'm literally holding this thing to my...
Well, now it's great. Now the levels are fantastic.
Oh, awesome. Perfect. So everything that I said before sucked.
No, what you said was perfect.
you know what sucks?
What's
your mouth? Oh,
the Hoover vacuum. Stop it. Now I'm just gonna have to go back and edit everything. That's all. No big deal. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Of beeps in this episode.
Beep. Beep. Well, you know what? Okay. Now I've said my piece.
All right.
Nick.
Yes.
You got the conch, baby. Go.
Oh, so I'm going to do a dad joke because we've been talking about having.
I'm glad I gave it. I'll be back. I'm going to go smoke.
JP.
I was going to take a piss. He needs.
Well, all right. If you fuckers are going to go do that, can you give me some tacos?
We'll get the tacos when the show's over, man.
Anyway, they smell delicious, by the way.
Yeah. Taco Mania's out there. Those guys are great. Taco Mania. It's Taco Mania. Yeah.
So good.
100%.
So I'm going to do it. We've been talking about having like a dad joke segment. I think we should incorporate that. So. Here we go. When does a dad joke become a joke? When it's apparent. No.
This is like those the Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that wasn't funny at all. Sorry, guys.
Okay, Jeff's turn for a dad joke.
Oh God, I don't know if I have a dad joke. So these Chinese twins born. The girl.
COVID.
No, the girl was born. The girl was born without eyelids. you guys are. It's not even funny yet. The girl was born without eyelids. So when the boy got circumcised, they took the foreskin and they sewed, you know, eyelids on her.
Uh-huh.
She was fine. Like the surgery went great. She was a little cockeyed later, but.
that's what we define. As an uncle joke, not a dad joke.
Drunkle or the
I've got a dad joke for you, Nick.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go fuck yourself. All right. So here it is.
That was fun. That's the...
That was a good one. That was a good one. Welcome.
I can't take credit for it, man. That was from Leo. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that guy.
No?
No, I'm not a fan
of his
acting
segment.
At all.
Why not?
I don't know. I just, there's something about
I'll
the...
I'll never let go, Jack.
Well, that was a
I have so many questions about that.
I got a ton. Like, if you look at that...
You could fit on that board, goddammit.
Like 14 more people.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Try fucking harder, Jack.
That's right.
Yes.
And Kate Winslet, dude, she's not worth it.
Oh, paint me like your French girl, Nick.
Yeah, I just...
The beer's kicking in, party people. Oh. This beautiful porter from
Bootiful.
Weekend.
Did you say Bootiful?
Beer Company.
Did you say Bootiful?
Bootiful.
Bootiful.
It's Bootiful, man. It's Bootiful.
Little Eddie Murphy in there.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row. No, 3 weeks in a row.
Has anybody watched Coming to America?
I was just about to bring that up. I have not, but I've heard nothing but garbage from it.
Really?
The original?
No, the original. Sequel. There's a sequel.
Oh,
that's out right now.
Part two. Yeah. Is it out now?
It's out. It's on Amazon.
Shit,
America.
Is it on Amazon? Yeah. I was going to say, because I don't know if theaters
are. And I've heard
open.
It wasn't real good, like to the point of,
is it? Are they reaching?
Eddie, this is bad.
Are they
news
reaching?
Bears. Yeah. I don't. But again, I hold judgment because I have not seen it. This is just what I have heard. So I'll check it out.
All right.
Eddie Murphy had some good movies. His stand-up comedy shit was the best,
exactly,
though.
Delirious and Raw.
Oh, God. Yeah, even his Saturday Night Live shit was good, too.
He probably should have retired after playing the donkey, though.
Donkey. Donkey. Ah, Shrek. I kids love Shrek.
I need a new Austin Powers.
Just for the record, there's a guy in Weekend Brewing right now wearing a Broncos shirt.
As he should.
Jacket. You're a Bronco fan?
Man, I used to like NFL.
Oh, I love the segue.
I used to like pro sports, but...
But now what? Why not?
There's too many bitches.
Fair enough.
Well, you know, I really have a hard time with entitlement. Like, yes. You become a billionaire, a millionaire. Like, what, Dak Prescott just got $160 million?
126 of it, guaranteed.
Yeah. Like, because he was bitching that he wasn't on the Mahomes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Play like Mahomes.
Right.
You'll get Mahomes money.
Right.
Exactly.
Otherwise, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Knock.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of blunt and to the point, I guess, when you get talking about multi-millionaire people. When they take the fun out, I think pro athletes, I like MMA, don't get me wrong, that shit's cool. But they're there fighting, they're working for their money. Like, I'm not taking away from pro athletes and whatnot, but when they bitch about stuff, I just...
With that kind of money, I know. It's hard to fathom for us peasants.
They forget why they're playing the sport anyway.
They're playing a fucking game. Like, come on.
Right.
I work my ass off. You work your ass off. You work your 100%. Ass off. We're not getting fucking millions yet.
Seriously, I'm
working on that.
I would be happy to take 1%.
Yeah.
And a kick in the nuts.
From said player.
Twice. Right.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, two times on Sunday as well. And I'm living the rest of my life and so are my kids.
Yeah, I think that's why college...
Beautiful.
I think that's why college sports to me is so much more entertaining is these guys they're playing because they love the game.
Right. But I still enjoy it. I still watch him. I root for my team.
Yeah, I mean,
and the point is,
it's all fun.
Son of a bitch over there with that Broncos jacket. I wanted to call him out because I'm a Raider fan. And if you're a Bronco fan too, then we're gonna have we're not gonna have problems.
We're just gonna
have fun. I wish I had known this prior to
you. Wouldn't have had me on the fucking show if
you
knew that.
I would have had a lot more shit set up to destroy. You know, but
I'm a Niners fan, so
that's all right. I don't have any problem with the Niners. My dad loved the Niners and the Raiders. He's a Bay Area guy.
Nice,
and which was weird to me. You know, these are rivals, but, you know, my dad, rest in peace, I got love for the Niners.
Hey, well, cheers to that.
Yes.
Cheers. A Broncos fan. I think I'm a Broncos fan. I think I'm a Broncos fan because that was a jacket that my parents got me for Christmas when I was like 4 years old.
Was it a starter jacket?
No, it was just the old, shitty.
The shiny?
The Letterman jacket the kids have in high school, and they have that the shit on it, hairy whatever, and then they have the leather sleeves.
Yes.
Okay?
Nice.
Those things were, those things were just horrible.
They're fucking awesome.
They were so awesome then, though.
they probably were, maybe.
And,
I don't know.
You know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this, because we are same graduating class. The jean jacket with the fur.
Ooh, I remember
that. Right? How many
jean
of those
jacket
did you have?
With the fur?
The fur, collar, and had fur lined on the inside.
No,
was it fur or was it like sheep wool?
Well, it wasn't real fur. It was like fake white. It was like the
man. I must have fucking missed out.
You did miss out.
Wow, do you know what I'm talking
I
about?
Do know what you're talking about.
It was all the rage, like '89 to '92.
What about overalls? If you didn't have strap down, I fucking rock that shit. Like,
did you wear the overall shorts?
All right, Belle Biv DeVoe.
I even had the fucking little brown boots.
I had the. The boots with the
Timberlands.
You had the boots with the fur.
Oh man, were you a rapper too?
I got yes.
No, I had that.
Were you a hip hop kid? Was he a hip hop kid, Jeff?
I was all kinds of.
Nick was all over the fucking map even back then.
Yes, Wu-Tang Clan for fucking sure, dude.
Dude, Wu-Tang for life.
Yes, Notorious B.I.G. I just watched the Notorious B.I.G.
That was a good show.
Documentary last night on Netflix. That was never fucking awesome.
I loved me Snoop and Dre, the Chronic back
in 92. I don't like any new hip-hop.
Eminem when he came out. But
music is garbage
it's
now.
It's terrible.
I was always freaking rock and roll metalhead. Yeah. I mean, Iron Maiden plastered my rooms as a kid.
Rat.
Metallica. Round and round.
I didn't appreciate rock until I actually was up in Portland and I saw Foo Fighters before they were Foo Fighters. They're at a little bar. Dave Grohl was doing his thing.
Were they fighting the Foo though? Then
they were fighting the Foo.
That was hard to say.
Yeah, but dude, it was awesome. Like, and Modest Mouse. I saw Modest Mouse before they were huge. Just at a little fucking dive bar in Portland.
I think my first one that I saw was Everclear.
Rock music more than hearing it on the radio. So that's kind of where my rock kind of came in, and I was like, wow, these guys are talented. It's not some dipshit fucking talking on a mic.
Well, and the thing for me is, yes, it takes some capacity and to run a computer and make a beat. But there's nothing compared to five guys sitting on a stage, each of them playing an instrument that they learned.
Yeah.
And doing it together. You in a rush there, Jeff?
No.
You're looking at your watch.
My phone
Are we
keeps
bored here
my
with you?
Phone keeps buzzing.
You can check it.
Well, I just did.
You gotta watch.
I get all my business updates on my phone. I'm one of those special kind of
kind of business? Talk to me.
God,
what do you do for a living,
shit.
Jeff? I know you're You're investing in the weekend beer company here.
Just with my hard-earned money. I own McLean's Core Services. It's a landscape in the landscape industry. It's not installs and it's not weekly maintenance. It's everything in between. I've been in the landscape industry for roughly 30 years, and I've had both ends of the spectrum. And I always found it hard to do the stuff in between that I'm doing now, the one-time cleanups, the lawn aeration, the stuff that, you know, benefits the landscape. And so after I had back surgery, I wanted to get back into the trade. I needed work.
Right.
And I knew I didn't want to go back to work for anybody because I hate being told what to do with a passion.
And grand.
And I love making my own money, and I love working outside. So
there you go.
Came up with that.
Are you a fan of the Die Hard movies?
Oh, God. McLean, absolutely.
All right.
I figured
you would be.
Yeah. I also own, I'm co-partner in Morningwood Campfire Company, and that's a very punny Morningwood.
I got you. Okay. I agree. I thought Nick would be more attuned to nail that one. But
I, well. Yeah.
Ditto.
So with Morningwood Campfire Company.
What do you do there?
We make fire starters.
What's up with Morningwood?
Yeah. That's.
I'm just going to turn his mic off. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
So my business partner and I, we make fire starters. Uh-huh. And
did you guys go camping together?
God, there you go. Mic's back off. Okay, Jeff.
Yeah,
finish.
Yeah. In fact, that's how the business arrived. Was a shitty camping trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a shitty campfire.
Was there a movie involved afterwards?
You'll have to look for it on DVD.
Yeah. Was it an epic love story?
Straight to DVD.
it's one of those.
Do you guys both have hot wives?
Yeah.
Will your wife listen to this podcast?
I fucking doubt it.
I promise I'm never.
Why not?
She's not a pod. She's not a podcast person, and neither am I. To be honest with you.
But you're going to listen to this sumbitch back, aren't you?
Fucking A. I'll rewind it back and forth.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Check us out also online, dadcast.co. That's where you can find all of our episodes. Right there in one nifty little place. And, of course, if you are interested in watching the visual version of this podcast happening right now, if you're listening to it somewhere going, I wonder what that son of a bitch looks like.
It's ugly.
Yeah. I can't speak for those fellas, but I am not the prettiest man in the world. Hey, what do you think of the beard, Nick? I dyed it. I know you didn't. Now you noticed something, right?
You dyed your beard?
Now that, because it's like I'm a redhead, and it goes white.
I'm embracing the white.
Well, you can embrace all the shit you want, son. I'm not ready.
I embrace a lot of things.
Whoa.
Is that water you're drinking?
It is. He's not embracing a beer, though.
I'm not embracing a mic like Jeff is, though. He is really.
Dude, you told me to hold this thing up.
He's holding it like he's a fucking pro.
If you want to check us out and see the visual version,
time or two.
Go to our YouTube channel, Dadcast Podcast. Search it up. Subscribe, like it, smash that like button, hit the notifications and all that good stuff, and help us grow that, because it would really, really be appreciated.
And you really want to know what's going to happen in the next 6 weeks. You definitely want to not miss that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of cool shit coming.
On our social. Yeah, we do, man. We really do. I'm afraid for what might happen as far as the phone and emails ringing off the hook in a few weeks. But I'm going to embrace that.
Embrace the beast, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
After Stormy Warren, after we announced that, my phone has literally been going crazy at, like, weird hours.
It's a good problem to have.
It's really cool people that are calling that will hopefully get on the podcast or just go kind of working through. But
Hey, so I text you. It was either this morning or last night when I mentioned this, and I'm curious what you think about this, too. This is not my idea. Okay, I wish it was completely. I thought it on my own, but I did a deep dive. I went down the rabbit hole on YouTube last night, and I was looking up studio setups for podcasts because, you know, our studio is kind of small. I want to make it bigger, and I was just looking at different ideas and, you know, trying to get inspired. And I got super duper inspired when I saw a couple guys. They took their podcast mobile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They bought a van.
Yes, she did.
And they built a podcast studio that fits two or three inside the van, and they could go anywhere. And I hit up Nick. I said, what do you think about that?
I love it.
And he said, that's a great idea. Isn't that badass? And then on the side, we could paint the Dadcast mobile.
Just like that thing that's on your shirt.
The mobile deployment unit, the DCMU.
We could go look for Bigfoot with with our buddy Greg.
your head?
No.
Check out season 2, episode 1.
That's
man.
Right. Yes. You'll understand.
Oh,
we
maybe
do
I'll
not
do that.
Need to rehash this again, Nick.
I want to have an encounter with Bigfoot.
I'm sure you do.
I'm sure everyone who looks for Bigfoot would.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're talking about Bigfoot
a
again.
A big 9-foot hairy man breathing down my neck sounds actually kind of amazing.
Oh, he's a bear.
Yeah, if anybody's out there that fits that description, Nick's phone number is.
There is a Tinder for that, Nick. I'm just. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, there's gay Tinder. I don't know what it's called, but I know there is one.
Okay. Craigslist.
So, and Danielle, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry, babe. My bad.
I also found out last night, Nick, I don't know if I should be, I'm going to say it on the air. It's happening right now.
Do it.
You're having another baby?
Yes.
You're trying for another baby?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah. So, March 23rd, we're going to go up and start the IVF process again.
Bless you. What does that stand for?
I have no idea.
IBF?
IV, so in vitro fertilization.
Internal there baby fertilization.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Basically making a baby with a turkey baster. That's pretty much how it is.
Perfect.
So I'm going to get personal here, and I'm dead serious. Is the old-fashioned way not work?
No, it doesn't work.
Okay, is that?
It's not my business or anyone's business.
I apologize.
This is good dad casting.
Yeah. Right. So I had a vasectomy 15 years ago, and I got it reversed, and it just... Things weren't happening, so
it's your fault, not hers.
It's kind of both.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't think it's the fault. That's a tough.
That's a hard one. In the cards, I guess. We need a little help.
All right.
So yes, I go into a room at the doctor's office and I do some business in a cup. It's awesome.
Did you do that with Liam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched some 70s porn and
you're watching a 70s porn.
Yeah.
You do? No. Oh, that guy's dick had size burn.
Dick has size. There's another uncle joke. Wait, was it?
But so we're gonna film some of the process, not like obviously not the process, but like the doctor visits. We'll film some of the getting up there, talking to the doctor, and throw that on the YouTube channel. So
that'll be cool.
Kind of document this thing. We're hoping for twins this time.
What the dude? Yeah. Are you feeling
you're gonna
okay?
You're gonna have to do that in the cup twice.
You know, dude, I figure I've done a lot of cool shit.
But you have six kids now.
I have six kids now.
You're gonna have eight if you have twins.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you're a crazy son of a bitch, and dude, I applaud it. All right,
my kids.
I applaud it.
Thank you.
Because I love my kids. I will die for them. I will take bullets to the chest and head if need be. But I don't want more, man.
No, I'm good with two.
They're very expensive.
Yes.
They like to have tantrums when they can't go to their Uncle Vinny's. And
they like to go to the hotel rooms.
And right, Jeff? And it's just, and you are welcoming this and wanting more of it. You're a crazy son of a bitch, and I applaud you.
And
man.
I love
good
my
stuff.
Wife. Does she
really want more kids?
Yeah, she has. This,
well, there
Liam
you go,
was,
man.
Liam is her first kid.
You guys keep talking. I got to use the head.
All right, do your thing, man. I appreciate that.
So, so that's kind of the main reason.
All right.
Yeah.
While Jeff takes a pee-pee, hopefully it's a quick break pee-pee.
That's right.
That's the second time a guest has left us when in the middle of doing our show.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
You can't sit in a goddamn hour. Huh?
No.
This is our time to talk shit on your buddy while he's gone, dude. So this is it. He's going to come back and listen to this, and we're not going to tell him about it when he comes back and sits down. But when he listens to it, this is your chance, Nick. Go.
I don't really have a whole lot.
It's the roasting of Jeff.
I don't really have a lot to roast him on. Like, he's a good dude.
Make something up.
Got nothing.
How about you take his phone that's sitting right on his chair and take a picture and make that the desktop or the screensaver? You think you can work that?
Looks like my dick.
You can always take it down the pants shot, you know. Okay, Nick is actually doing it. I'm going to give you an audio. Is it password protected?
It's password
protected. Password protected. Oh. Jeff's a smart man. All right.
Wow.
All right.
Dang it. Oh, no dick pics for Jeff.
So we got Jesse Lawson coming up later this week. We got Frankie Hernandez.
Frankie's going to be good.
Coming up on the 30th, as well as Stormy Warren. We've got Pop Off coming up on, when's the date on that?
April 7th.
April 7th. That's my lady's birthday.
Yes. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jen.
It's all right.
But it's Jeremy
Pop Off.
It's
a Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. Or Wednesday or something. I don't know.
It's the middle of the week. We celebrate her birthday. She gets a week for her birthday.
So
a couple hours in the middle of the week is going to be just fine.
And it's
fine.
Jeremy fucking Pop Off from Lit.
It is.
Like, she could even come to the Zoom call with us and say hi.
She'll be there.
I'm sure. I'm sure he'll say hi.
We'll just throw her on there, too.
Yeah.
Screw it. Why not?
Exactly.
Jeff, just so you know, you're going to have to listen back to this podcast in its entirety because some shit was said.
About me, or?
Maybe I should turn his mic back on.
There you go.
Nick had a moment, so just want to let you know.
Oh, did he miss me while I was gone? Or?
Very much.
I did. So much so.
Wipe the tears off your face.
Take a picture with your phone.
You're not going to take a picture with my phone.
Because it was
it's locked.
Password protected. Yeah. Well done. We applauded you for that.
Good job. Smart guy.
Yeah.
He comes back with a hoodie and a beanie on.
What does the beanie say?
Because it's freezing.
This weekend
here.
Beer company where we are broadcasting live from currently.
That's actually a good looking beanie.
It is a great beanie. They got them for sale over there too. If you want to run over there, they got the Hydro Flask, and they got some hats.
It's Troy. Troy is the owner of this joint, right?
Yeah, there's four owners. There's Troy and Kelsey, Ashley and Brandon. Brandon's the brewer here.
Where's Brandon? Is he
Brandon,
a dad?
Yeah, they have a kid. They're about the same age as Kelsey and Troy's, right around the same age, if not a couple of weeks apart.
Troy looks busy. Should I yell for him to come over here real quick?
I think he looks busy. Brandon's running around here somewhere.
Brandon's
back there.
Come over here real quick.
Brandon.
He's busy too.
He's brewing. He's brewing good beer.
That's what happens when we broadcast and do our podcast in the middle of a business in the middle of the day when they're actually working. Damn.
Yeah, this is a nice place, though. Great facility.
Yeah,
they just launched. I think they opened up last week. Last week was their grand opening.
It's a beautiful joint, man.
It's awesome.
I mean, everyone on camera, you can see what's happening.
This reminds
here,
me of like Bend.
Yeah,
like 100%. Bend.
Yeah. 100%.
For sure.
I love the how the outside has been like manicured.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, Grounds Guys is out there doing the landscape. They do. They're doing some fabulous work.
Weekend Beer Company, Grants Pass, Oregon. Check it out. They got a website, I'm sure?
I believe so. They got a Facebook page.
Here comes Brandon.
Brandon's the brewer.
All right, so Brandon, I want to welcome you real quick to the Dadcast. This is the Dadcast podcast. Brandon is the brewer here at Weekend Beer Company. And I have to ask you a question. Are you a dad?
I am a dad.
You are a dad.
I am a dad, yes.
How old is your kids, man?
We have a 7-year-old, almost 5, and then like
20 months.
Wow. So you've been busy.
Yeah.
Three kids. Your same department as me. And how is it? So you brew beer. That's,
I do.
That's your thing.
Yes.
That's awesome. I could tell. He's got a mask on because we're still in the COVID area. And I could tell by his eyes that he is smiling. That is, it is a thing.
When you love beer, I think that's what
it is. You
it brings it out.
Right? You don't come to work every day, do you?
I mean, you love work.
What you do.
I love what I do, but it's still work.
Oh, of course it is, but it's a little bit less.
Yes, yeah. No, there are definitely worse ways that I could be making money.
And what's the greatest thing, and I'll let you get back to your work here. One question, what is the greatest thing about being a dad to you?
Well, I got to say, recently my oldest daughter made, just for no reason, made a card for me. And on the card it said, "Daddy, thank you for always helping me."
That's cool. There it is.
That was, yeah.
Right? Hearts explode, hold back the tears.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and there ain't nothing like having a daughter, man. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, all three of mine are girls. So,
I love my sons, don't get me wrong, but there's just something, I don't know. It scared the shit out of me when the idea of having a daughter.
It's scary.
And now I wouldn't change that for anything ever. And just, I don't know, just something different. Something, you know, I love them both equally. Don't get me wrong, but there is some different about being a dad to a daughter. It's scary. It's scary, especially as they get older. Oh, it's amazing, man. Good on you. Congratulations, yeah, Brandon. Man. Thanks for stopping by Dadcast. Yeah. Weekend Beer Company. You can get some of Brandon's work.
Yeah. God,
I'm out of Brandon's work, literally, because my cup is empty.
We'll go get another one.
I'm gonna drive back home.
Your cup can overflow with. I think that's one of the things that always scared me about becoming a dad. Is I don't know if I could be a dad to a girl. Like, I don't know. I got nieces and I'm great with that, but I think it's a different level. Like,
you got to handle it everything differently.
Yeah, 100%.
You got to, like, when they want to start dating.
Oh, my goodness. Just
fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the thing is, every guy is just an asshole. Like, there's no nice guys.
Right.
They could be the nicest guys.
Even if they are,
but they're not
right.
Nice guys.
Right.
Well, and I think that with that level, like, you know, I think moms are the same way. They think the same way when they have boys. Like, I'm pretty sure my wife thinks the same way. It's like, you know, guys can be dicks, you know.
You know, this is why
girls can be bitches.
In the morning, too. Any boy that my daughter brings home is like, you know. Don't do anything to my daughter. So
we should do that. We should, if your daughter has a date, you should have me over. And if before he shows up, we should do that, the Will Smith and the Martin Lawrence thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And I'm not bashful about that shit at all. Yeah. Like,
I still want to answer the door with a ripped wife beater on with a pizza stain on it and a shotgun.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, "Hey, boy. What the hell are you doing over here, son? Planning on dating my daughter? Well, that's not going to fly over here, son."
So your oldest daughter, 16, has she had dates yet? Done the
what's the age that she's allowed to date?
I told mine 16.
16.
But you know, you know my ex, Rachel. So it's kind of, she's kind of like whatever, and so I'm like,
Look, when it comes to me and that, you know, 16 is a good number. I prefer it to be later, but they're getting to that age now where she really feels that I can make my own decisions. I know better. Mm. Of course, I know better.
My 7-year-old says the same thing.
We know better than that, but I don't want to. And the more I push, the more she'll push back and separate. And we're at a very, very, very critical time in life when it comes to relationship with the daughters. And and for the record, this 16-year-old, she's my stepdaughter.
Right.
She's not my blood, but she's been my daughter since she was 4 years old.
She's your daughter.
Yeah. Well, but her dad's in her life too. And he's a good dad.
That's awesome.
So that's a plus. Cool.
Yeah.
You don't
really
find that
is.
Very often.
And so it's a slippery slope, you know, when it comes to you've got however he decides to raise over there, and then you've got the rules and the way I do it over here. And I've got the two, my boy and my littlest, and it's different for her because I have to walk that sheet of ice when it comes to the other dad.
Respect
his house too.
Right. And then sometimes those things conflict, and I don't want to be, you know, so that's when I'm like, okay, Mom, handle it.
Yeah.
I got those two handled. We good. But, you know, as far as dating, 16, you know, and unfortunately for me, the 16-year-old is tall.
How tall?
Thin. Beautiful. She's 5'9", almost 5'10".
Do you have a shotgun?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do, sir.
Yep.
And it's to the point where it's, she's, you know, she's very emotional, and I think she apparently she's dating or has a boyfriend in high school. Chloe, if you're listening to this, I apologize. We're talking about you. I know it's the end of the world. Oh my God, I'm talking about you.
That's right.
And they've broken up and got back together like I think 37 times in the past week.
Wow. That's
and I keep and I right. keep selling her, you know,
in the past week.
You know what I mean, right?
Oh my God!
You got to stop this. You are worth more. But yeah, exactly. 16 is a good round number. But again, we got to meet, and I prefer, I'd like to meet the parents too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like to see where it's coming from.
Yeah. And,
But
what you're getting into?
Yeah, yeah. How were they raised? Yeah. And, you know, granted, you only get a very tiny little snapshot.
Right.
And of course, they're on their best behavior usually.
Yeah. So my wife has done and will continue to do a great job with our oldest. They have a really they got a great relationship, and she is cutthroat. Like, she's down to brass tacks. She's not afraid to ask the questions, and his responses are like, "Mom, you know the mom or." If he's uncomfortable, he gives that mom thing. Yeah. But if 9 times out of 10, like, he's pretty open and honest about, you know, what he's getting into, you know, what he's doing, who he's dating, like, and how things are going with that. Like, he's pretty open about it. And they have that relationship. And that's great, because I
don't want to have that talk.
Well, I'm not afraid of it. But on the same token, I think my oldest and I are on a different level of father-son. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been his coach. Like, I coached him in football. I've coached him in basketball. And we have that, you know, that we have a really good friendship, father-son relationship where everything, you know, mostly revolves around sports and right. what's going on, you know, in the sporting world and stuff like that. And there, I mean, there's times where he wants to talk about NBA and professional shit. Here we go on that road.
But I've already been there.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, you know, it's cool. You know, I can, you know, I can listen to it and whatnot, and we can have conversations about it, but... You know,
I don't know about you guys. I don't want my boys to do what I did.
No,
when I was in high school.
No,
like, you know. Like,
thankfully, we're close to out of time, and we do not need to hear that story, Nick Martin. Let's just leave it to the fact that you could have been better.
I could have been a lot better, right? And I want my boys to be better.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're raising men here.
I think we all could have been a little bit better,
right?
In that respect,
no.
But life is a learning adventure, and it doesn't end.
Cell phones back then,
yeah.
Oh yeah, where you can record everything that happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God, I was in high school when pagers were just starting to get in.
The phone number came
I
over.
Had the slide one, man, where you could actually type in friggin'
code.
Right. Code. Yeah.
Did you ever have a voice pager?
I did.
Yes.
Nice.
That was cool.
Did you have two pagers?
No, I did not have two pagers.
I felt like a drug dealer.
Yeah. You were a drug dealer, but again, that's another topic.
Next week's episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Nick Martin sorted past.
Notorious Nick had to do it, so did Nick.
Nick's telling everybody it's weed, and he was selling pencil shavings.
Hey, shut up, dude. Some of those dudes that you that shit too might kick my ass.
You have been hustling since then. Wow,
oregano,
well
dog.
Done.
Oregano.
Oregano. Makes good on your pizza, too.
Exactly. You can get fucked up and eat pizza.
All right, Nick, Jeff, that is almost it. We are pretty much out of time. I'd like to one more time thank our amazing guests today, our hosts, Weekend Beer Company, for having us out here and doing the show. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Nick, run down our other our sponsors, and if you have an issue and you forget, I'll back you up. Go.
Sweet. All right, so we got JL Insurance LLC. If you need insurance for your home, life, business, whatever, hit Jeff up. Happy Dragon, Mongolian Barbecue, Anchor Valley Wine,
Red Robin Gourmet Burgers.
Jesus, Nick.
Boneyard Elixir. Sorry, this is the migraine.
Hey, what about your new guy?
Me.
Your new guy you just got yesterday.
Chris Barnett from Realty Executives, the Barnett Group.
He's a former radio guy.
Yeah, yeah. So I've known Chris for pretty much my whole life. Good guy. He's
Air Force veteran in the Air Force still. Just killing it at real estate, and he's still on the radio too.
They have they got a campground over there in Lakeside, Osprey Point. Yeah, that place is dope.
Dude, I'd look forward to checking it out.
Exactly.
And that, my friends, is pretty much it. Jeff, thanks for coming on, man.
Hope hey, guys, thanks for having me. It was fun.
Thanks. I appreciate the beer.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
And should we do the last thing? You ready?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
I feel kind of bad pushing that one after the topic of discussions today, throwing my kids on there. But
yeah,
that is it. Nick, until next week. Jeff, thanks for coming out.
Anytime you guys need a co-host. You let me know.
We'll let you know when we go to that out-of-state location that can't be mentioned quite just yet.
Yeah, 100%.
Once again, check us out online, www, if you want to use that, dadcast.co. Our YouTube channel is Dadcast Podcast. Search it up, all our social media. Like it, love it. If you don't like it, just like it anyway, and you don't ever have to look at it again. We'd appreciate it. Until next week, this is Dadcast. That's Nick. That's Jeff. I'm JP, and we are finito. Have a great one, man.